Well, it says, you know, the second word, right after Tshuva, Amar Rav Zeira. Okay, when Chod Beis Amar Aleph, four lines in the top of the page, or 22A1, first column. Amar Rav Zeira, this is a new Gemara. Amar Rav Zeira said, Hamil Samir Baba Shmile, this following law I heard from Rav Abba, and he said, Vilav Rav Abba de Menaku, and if Rav Abba de Menaku, who reminded me of that din, if he didn't remind me, Shechachta would have forgotten the halacha. Thank him for reminding me.
Oh, they didn't have any periods
and no, Gemara doesn't have periods.
And neither paragraphs?
Nope. Just goes, that's why when you learn Gemara, you learn how to do it.
Why is that?
The Torah also doesn't have.
Does Torah
have vowels? Torah doesn't have punctuations? That's it. Okay. What is the three din like this?
Is there a reason?
Well, Shleisha Shiyoshva Lekari Mesashtad. If three judges sat to certify a document, Umeis Echad Mehem, and one of the three died before they signed it. In other words, they validated the document, they were supposed to sign it, but one of the three died before they signed it. It could happen. So what do you do? So it says, Srichon Lemichtav, you have to write the following thing. B'meis of Telosa Havina, we started off as three, the Chad Lesu, and one is no longer alive. Why? Because very interesting thing. Obviously, you can't have three people signing, one's dead. So the two that signed it, people are going to think it's only a court of two. And that doesn't work. So therefore, you need to write like this. We started off with three, and one died. Armin of Nachman, by Yitzchak, but he says like this, there's another way what you could write. This document emerged before us as a court. That's also good enough because everybody will know that the court is three. So Gemara says no. But we remember we learned before a din that Shmuel said if two people rule, it's kosher, but it's a chutzpah bezdin. But it's kosher. So Gemara says no. If you just write, see, if you write, we started off three and ended up with two, it's clear. But if you just write, it went out of a Bezdin, people are going to think, that even if it's a Bezdin Chotzev Kudishmul, like Shmuel says, the Amr Shnaim Shadonu Dineim Din, if two people make a ruling, it's a good judgment, but it's called Bezdin Chotzev. It's called a Chutzpidika Bezdin. So the people are going to think it's not such a good Bezdin. So Gemara says, no. You write, Beidina Drabana Ashi. You're right, it's the Bezdin of Ravashi. And everybody knew he was a good Bezdin. So the Gemara asked, but Dilma Rabban Devei Ravashi Kiddushmo Sviralu. Maybe the rabbis of Ravashi's yeshiva held like Shmuel that too is also good. So he says, okay, what you're right is, the Chsibbe Amel Lona Ravana Ashi Ravashi himself instructed us that it's good. He himself told us it's good. Okay, so the bottom line of this Gemara, before we start the Mishnah, the Gemara says like this. If three people set out to validate a document, they validated it. Because if they didn't validate it, you don't have a Bezdin. So obviously, three people validated it. One guy died. So the best thing to write is, we started off three, we're left with two, and it's a good validation. Or, if you're right, it was validated in the Bezdin of Ravashi, then if it's a Bezdin of Ravashi, it also sounds pretty good. Okay, this is the Gemara. Now we're starting a new Mishnah. The very interesting Mishnah. Okay. Beis Chav Beis Omer Aleph. Mishnah starts off by saying like this. If a woman comes to Bezdin, she says, guys, I was married, but I'm divorced. Is she believed or not? What?
She is, no?
Why?
She didn't want to forbid himself to Kohen or something.
No, she's saying she's divorced. A woman comes to, out of the clear blue, she comes to Bez and says, I want you to know I was married, but I'm divorced, so therefore I can get married. So the Mishnah says, like we learned this was brought down before, HaPesha Aser, HaPesha Hitte. The mouth that forbid it, meaning, we don't know she was married. How do we know she was married? Because she said so. So the same mouth that forbid her by saying she's married now says, I'm not married. So you have to believe, in other words, if you believe her that she's married, that she was married, then you have to believe it, that she was divorced. What happens though, im yesh edim shahisa eishes ish, what happens though if there were witnesses that knew that she was a married woman, and a lady comes along and says, gerusha ani, I'm divorced, ain't in the menace, she's not believed. Yeah, it was brought down, we didn't learn this Mishnah. This Mishnah was brought down earlier in the Gemara, yes.
Yeah.
Huh? No, the Mishnah says very simple. She, in other words, once you know that she was married, she has to produce the get to say that she was divorced. But if we never knew she was married, just by her mouth, then if you believe that she was married, you have to believe that she's divorced.
So they believe her.
It depends, but if she says I was married and then divorced, yeah. But if we know from other places that she was married, she's not divorced.
But in the first case, why wouldn't she have a get also to prove it?
She lost it. Obviously, if a lady produces a get that's kosher, there's obviously no question, right? Okay. The same thing like this. Amna nishbisi an utoherani. Now, there's a thing like this. If a woman was kidnapped by goyim, there's an assumption that they raped her. Therefore, such a woman cannot marry a kohen because she was raped by a goy, right? She was called a zayna. So, because a woman had relations with somebody she would not be allowed to marry, she cannot marry a kohen. So, the rule, general rule is, a woman that was captured, especially in the olden times, the assumption is she was raped. But what happens if we didn't know she was captured? She comes on her own and she says, Nishbisi, I was captured, but Taheirani, they never touched me. I'm pure. Then Namanishi's believed to marry a Kayan because Pesha said Pesha hit her. Again, the same logic. If you believe her that she was married, I mean that she was captured, then you have to believe that she was pure. What happens in Yash Adam Shinishbis? What happens though if we know from other people that she was captured? The Imeris Taheirani ain't in the menace. Okay? Then she's not believed. Because not Pesha Asad. And there's a chazaka that if she was kidnapped, she was raped, and therefore she would be Asalukai. What happens, an interesting thing. What happens in Mishanisnes Bo Adam? Now this is interesting, Gemara's gonna explain what the Mishnah means. But the simple case of the Mishnah is, a woman was believed, because of Pesha Asad Pesha Hitter, then she got married. And after she got married, the witnesses came and said she was captured. She got married to a kohen. Well, we don't know yet. We don't know what the case of the Mishnah is. We don't know. Maybe it's the first case of Grusha. The Gemara is going to discuss later.
Isn't that the only case where it makes a difference?
No, in the first case of the Mishnah, a woman that came along and says, I was married, but I got divorced. We believe her. So she can get married.
Right.
Now, what happens if afterwards witnesses came and said, no, she was married?
She was married. Yeah. Afterwards.
After she got married to the new guy, not a kohen, the first case of the Mishnah, yeah? She came to Bezin, she says, I was married, but I'm divorced. So Bezin says, the Mishnah says she believed. She got married. And then afterwards, witnesses come and say, no, she was married before. And she has no proof of a get. There could be that case or the second, we don't know. So anyway, there's areza leteitze. She can stay married. She doesn't have to go to get divorced. And the Gemara doesn't explain this whole thing why. Okay, bottom line of the Mishnah is very simple. If it's Pesha Asa Pesha Hitta, she's believed. If it's not Pesha Asa Pesha Hitta, she's not believed. Okay? So now the Gemara is going to discuss from where do we know this concept in the Torah that Pesha Asa Pesha Hitta. If you believe her in the first thing she says, she have to believe her in the second. Maybe not. The Gemara asks, Minayin, Amar Avasi. Minayin la Pesha Asa Pesha Hitta. How do we know that the mouth that forbids could be the mouth that permits? How do we know such a... Where do we see that in the Torah? What?
She was taken by a goy. She's considered a zayna. It's like a...
There's a chazaka that they raped her.
To get a zayna, I mean, that's like this...
A zayna doesn't mean a prostitute.
It means that too.
Yeah, but zayna, as far as a kohen, isha... Zayna v'chalala la'yikach. At the beginning of Emma, right? Zayna, the Gemara defines that Zayna, nivala l'misha asela. She had relations with somebody she would not be allowed to marry. So let's say a woman had relations with a Jew, because she would, if it wasn't incest, like a brother, a father, whatever. Women had relations with it on campus, right? The woman, a girl lived with a boy, Jewish, yes? Never married, so they don't need a get. He could marry, she could marry a kohen.
Even though they didn't act of znus, technically.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't make sense.
Definition of znus, as far as a kohen goes, isha zayin of a chalal leikachu means, the Gemara says, shenivala lemisha asala. She lived with somebody she wouldn't be allowed to marry. If a brother and a sister fooled around, right, and there was incest, yeah? She can't marry a kohen because she's not allowed to marry the brother. But if it was a cousin or an uncle, she would be allowed to marry a kohen. God forbid, God forbid, if a wife of a kohen is raped, she has to divorce the kohen.
That's it. Historically, no exception.
From where people did it.
Wow.
I just said it a few days ago. A lady calls me up. She just found out there was a question if she was Jewish or not. Then she found out she ended up being a convert, and she was married to a kohen. She said, "I need to get divorced."
Permanent?
Permanent. Temporary divorce.
And what'd you say to him? What'd you say to him?
No, she asked me who does get, and I said, yeah, I mean, if that's the case, that you attack a convert, a crane can't marry a convert, so yeah, that's the deal.
What's the husband say
they're married?
Huh?
They didn't know, now that she's married, she should stay married, no?
No, that's not true. For instance, people that are not religious, right? So this non-religious guy marries the girl that was non-religious, right? She happened to be a divorcee. Of course she get, I'm saying, everything, right? And then they become religious, and he finds out he's a kohen, and she's a divorcee. So, halachically, they have to divorce. What they try to do is disprove that he's a kohen. You know, I mean, they try to do various different things. But the bottom line is, yes, they cannot stay married. Huh? No, because if she got a get, there's an echa get also. No. Okay. So Amar Ravasi Ravasi says, Minayin la pesha asu a pesha hitam in a teda. Where do we know from the teda this concept that if you believe him with what she said, that she was married, you have to believe that she was divorced? Shenamar is said like this, as biti nasati la'isha zeh li'isha. The Torah says, these parshias, last week's parsha, a guy marries off his daughter, and then the husband comes along, she's not a virgin, and she committed adultery between the kedushin and the wedding, that whole story. So what does it say? The father says, as biti nasati lo ish hazeh. I gave my daughter to this man. So li'ish, when she says man, so what happens? Asra, she's forbidden for every man in the world. Okay? In other words, if a father comes along and says, my daughter had kedushin, she is automatically forbidden for every man in the world. Now he says, hazet, I gave my daughter to this guy. That means this guy is permitted to her. Right? First the father says, as biti nasati leish, I gave my daughter to a man. When he doesn't say to whom, every man in the world cannot be married to her. But then he says, Hazeh, I gave my daughter to this guy. So the mouth first forbid her for every man in the world, and now he says, Hazeh, this guy is allowed. So you see, Peshas,
even though it's 2 seconds.
Doesn't matter. He said, Bitin Asadi Lish Hazeh. So you see, Hitila. So now the Gemara asks a very simple question. So he says, Lama li kro, why do I need a pasik? Svar is simple logic. Who asra, who sharala? He forbids, he permits. In other words, like we said before, if you're believing her that she was married, then you have to believe it that she was divorced. If you believe it that she was captured, and that's the only source of it, then you have to believe it that she was that she wasn't touched. So look, the Gemara said, what do I need a pasuk for? So the Gemara answered like this. Because today, utrei, I'm sorry, alaki yitzir kra, you're right, you know where you need the pasuk? You really don't need a pasuk. The Gemara's conclusion is, this concept of pesha asar, pesha hitin, is logic. You don't need a pasuk. Why do we need this pasuk? Ish azem, like Rav Huna said. He says, minayin lav shenem en lasis bitim en atedam. How do I know that a father is believed to make his daughter forbidden for all men in the world? How do we know a father is believed? Because the pasuk says, es biti nasati lo ish. He's believed to say, I've given my daughter to a man. So the Gemara says, hazeh lo mali. So why do I need the word hazeh? So Gemara answers, for like Rabbi Yehuda says, the Tani Rabbi Yehuda says, as biti no sati leish hazeh. I gave my wife to this man, my daughter to this man, right? Hazeh velo liyabim, but not for a regular yabim. In other words, like this. That pasuk is talking about, what's the case of that pasuk? A guy marries off his daughter. And then the husband marries her and says, hey, she's not a virgin. Right? And she committed adultery. So the Satori says, why you need the pasuk, that only works by a husband and wife. Okay? What happens if a guy married a woman, never consummated the marriage, so officially she's a virgin, and then the guy dies, so the brother has to marry her. What happens if the brother comes along and says she's not a virgin? No, but the din is, he's not believed.
And she's not
there. It only explains, as beating a sati l'ish hazeh, only this man, meaning the original husband, is the din applies, not for a yovim. By the way, there were times, this is going on in New York for a while, and it was a big scandal. There was divorce custodies, and the kids were on the mother's side. A whole, these dirty stories of divorces. And what some guys did, they said, I married off my daughter to a man and I'm not telling you to who. A father is believed to marry off his daughter under bas mitzvah.
Under bas mitzvah.
Right? The father can marry off his daughter under bas mitzvah. Now, if the father says, I gave my daughter to a man, the Gemara just said, she cannot marry anybody in the world.
So
the guy to mess up everybody in the family, including the girl and the mother and everybody else, says, this happened already a bunch of times. A guy said, I married you off, I'm not telling you to whom.
But in secular law, it's not illegal? Illegal?
Oh, in secular law? About his own daughter.
Yeah.
The guy that is getting divorced.
Right? The guy is getting divorced and his daughter is not on his side, his daughter is on the mother's side.
Right,
so he wants to get back at his daughter.
Wow.
So he says, I married you off to someone, I'm not telling you to.
But that's stupid. So how anybody relates to
him? How? The guy's not normal.
But why the law should actually relate to something like this?
I'm not saying it relates, but that's what the Gemara says over here. When the guy says, "Is beating a sati la ish," I gave my daughter to a man.
Who's that? So what if you don't tell us who he is? What is he?
So the girl's stuck for life.
No, if he has to say who,
he doesn't want to.
So what?
But won't the secular government say something about the situation?
Do what? It's really, because secular government doesn't mix into religious things.
Yeah, but the secular government doesn't want anybody getting mad at 12 years old.
No.
Yeah, no?
No.
Rabbi, this is very disturbing.
It happened for a while. It happened once or twice, but it was dirty. It was really bad.
So what happened at the end? Well, I thought the secular government won't let people
under. They figured they worked it out. Don't worry. Leave it to the people there. Okay. Okay. So, well, this is what the Gemara is saying. I was going to learn it with your tesis in a second, but the Gemara says, really, Peshaset Peshahiter is a logic. You don't need to learn it off from a pasuk. If you believe him A, you have to believe him B, right? Even though, by the way, it's not such a big logic because there's sometimes you believe a guy halfway. Like if a guy says he committed a sin with me. So we believe that the guy sinned, but he's not believing on himself. So he's pogin and dibur, like you can split his words. But here, Leperel de Gemara says it's a logic, you can't split the words. Because the word that made it forbidden is the same words as what makes it allowed. So, it's not two different people, it's the same person. Okay, let's see this bottom tesis over here where it says, Minayin la pesha asu pesha hitin. You have four lines into the very wide lines of tesis. Okay, mashma tesis is like this. Margumar comes out. The eno av nemen lahatir is bite, kshaasra, that once the father forbids his daughter, the only reason he permits it is because of a migui. In other words, pesha asir pesha hitir, like we learned the previous Gemara and Daftes, it's a migui. You, like we said, what's the concept of migui? You believe a guy with what he says, because then he could have said something better. So he says like this, V'tema Tesis asks, what happens in Ba Echad, if a guy comes, according to this logic, a guy comes and says, Kidashti as biti, I did Kedusha with my daughter. And then, Achashor Mocha, or tomorrow, the guy comes and says, Kidashtiya, Lepleini Kidashtiya. He said, I gave it to Reuven. I'll explain this in a second. Lo Yehei Nemen, he shouldn't be believed. Kivin Nahashti Leka Migui, there's no Migui. Meaning like this. Taisis believes that why is a guy that says, as beating Nasati Lisha, why is he believed? Because he could do whatever he wants. He could do it. So Taisis says, if that's the case, if a guy comes today, and says, I accepted Kedusha for my daughter.
To himself?
No, he said, the father, when he marries off a kid, he accepts the Kedusha.
Okay.
But he doesn't say to whom. And tomorrow, the guy says to whom. So it's not a migui right away. So, Lachar, why are you believing him? It's a migui tomorrow. I mean, you only believe him because of migui, but there's no migui now. So Taisis says an interesting thing. The Be'inyan there, Taisis says like this, this is an interesting concept. If a guy says on Monday, I accepted Kedusha for my daughter, but he doesn't say from whom. Tuesday, he says from Reuven. He never contradicted his words. He never contradicted his words. And if he never contradicted his words, you don't need to be believed with amigo. You have no reason why not to believe him.
There's no problem.
So he says, Mehem and Afagav de la Kamigui. You know, this Taisus says, the only Taisus thought at the beginning, why is Pesha Asa Pesha Hitta believed? Because it's the concept of Migui. Because he believed him because he could have said something else. You have to believe him with what he says. Yeah, but that only works when it happens at that time, not the next day. So Taisa says, no, you don't need a migui over here. Once a guy does not contradict his words, he just explains them, so then you don't need a migui. Because he's not lying. Why should he think he's lying? He's not lying. Yesterday he said, I accepted Kedushin from somebody. And now he's saying from whom? So he's not changing anything. He's just explaining what he said. So Taisa says, in that case, it would be good. Okay, that's what Taisa says. And the bottom Taisa is not, it's Taisa Yishenim. Taisa over there asks another interesting question. There's a rule you believe something that is in the ability of a guy to do, you believe him. Like, for instance, if a guy says, standing in front of his grain, and he says, I separated truma, you believe him. You know why? Because if he wants, let him do it right now. Why should he lie? He could do it. Is that something that he can't do, and therefore there's a reason he could lie?
Nothing to gain. You
there's mean. Nothing to gain, nothing. Yeah, because he could go do it. So Taisa says, why do you need this whole concept of a pasuk for pesha as beating a sati lishazeh? Why can't you say very simple? When a father says he accepted kedushin from a man, you should believe him because he wants. He can get any kedushin from any man. Why do you need a pasuk? Why do you need a migul? What do you need? So Taisa says, no. How do you know a man will want her? Biyadi means you have the ability to do it. It's up to you completely. I want to separate truma. I can separate truma. Here, you have to another guy. How do you Taisa says, Shema lo yimotze adam sheikachenu. And in fact, Taisa says an interesting thing. And this would help with this situation that we just discussed before. What happens if the girl's 18, and now the father says, I accepted Kedushim when she was 10. Then Taisa says he wouldn't be believed. Why? Because now he can't do Kedushim for her because she's an adult. A father can only accept Kedushin for his kid under Bas Mitzvah. But if the father, when the girl's 18, he says, oh, by the way, when she was 10, I accepted Kedushin for her.
So that's a problem with the Brooklyn bomber.
That's what I'm saying. That would help the Brooklyn situation.
Who?
I'm saying the guys that said their daughter was the...
Right.
Because if she's over Bas Mitzvah, then Taisa says he's not believed to say that he did Kedushin when she was under Bas Mitzvah. Because that Taisis Yeshenim is called, goes with the opinion that why is he believed? Because he could do it. But now he can't do it. She's an adult. He can't do Kedushin for a girl over 12. So he wouldn't be believed in that case.
So they used this?
I don't know. I mean, whatever they tried getting it. They got out of it, wasn't it?
Well, I told the secretary Kevin we'll hear about this and just basically...
Do what?
Because you don't want anybody getting married at 12 years old. That's illegal.
They can't prove it.
You say marriage. You said marriage?
No, he said Kedushin.
Kedushin.
Many years ago, this was a true story. This girl was going out with a guy on a date in Borough Park. And the boy was driving, she was in the front seat. And he stopped at a red light. So right away, without saying anything, she put the car into park and took out the keys. In the middle of driving.
In the street.
At a red light. So the light turns green. And they're not moving anywhere. He said, give me the keys. She's not giving the keys. So the car started honking. You know New York. It doesn't take you. LA also. Honking. For 10 minutes, she didn't budge. He said, give me the keys. Finally, she gave him back the keys. She said, I wanted to see how you act under pressure. Anyway, guy took her home. straight home.
That was the end.
It's the end of the date. It's a quick date. People do crazy things.
She must have a bad experience.
She had a bad hair date. Okay. Okay, now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan. There's another interesting Gemara. It's related to the Mishnah, but it's a different case. Okay, Tana, like 10 lines, 15 lines in the bottom of the page. Tana Rabbanan learned. Aisha Shamra Aisha Sishani. A woman says, I was married. And then she says, no, Pnuyani, I'm not married. Suppose she changed her mind. The din is Nemenis. She's believed. So the Gemara right away asks, 1 minute. And this Gemara, this line of Gemara we also learned earlier. Gemara said, Vashavi anafshe chaticha di isura. But she just forbid herself, like a neder, according to some Rishonim. She basically, by saying I'm married, meaning she made a vow that she will not marry anybody. So why is she believed by coming along right now and saying, no, I'm not married? Why is she believed?
Because she's the one that made her. She's the one that says to begin with.
No, but it's not Peshos over here.
She ushered herself to everybody.
That's the Gemara's question.
She's not a normal woman.
Huh?
What normal person
is? No, because why is this worse than the Mishnah? In the Mishnah, when she said, I was married and I got divorced, it's not a contradiction. I was married and I got divorced. I was captured, but I'm pure. If she says, I'm married, and then I'm never married, that's a contradiction.
That's not a
contradiction. No, she's contradicting this.
Yeah.
It's because, yeah.
Pesha, Asa, Pesha, Hita, until now, all
one
the cases.
One is false. Now that means one is false.
Right. But Pesha, Asa, Pesha, Hita basically means, I forbid myself, but now I'm explaining myself in a way that I'm allowed. You're not changing the thing. She's not saying, I was captured, no I wasn't. Or I was married, no I wasn't. She was saying, I was married. And she said, I got divorced. So, yeah, it's true. You got married, you got divorced. You were captured, but not pure. So Gemara says like this, the problem is, she becomes a chaticha de yisura, so how can she permit herself by saying, I'm not married. Once she says, I'm married, she's also for every man in the world. She's not saying now I was divorced to undo it. She's contradicting what she said before. But once she said what she said, she's forbidden for every man in the world. What's undoing it now by saying I was never married? That's the Gemara's question. It's like a guy saying, this piece of meat is forbidden for me. Becomes forbidden. If a woman comes and says, okay, I lived with a guy. She just forbid herself for every kohen in the book. She made herself awesome. Even if there's witnesses to prove that she didn't, she still would be awesome for a kohen. Because she forbade herself to a kohen by making this statement, which according to, here it says, see 9a note 2. Over there he discussed the whole thing, whether it's a neder, not a neder, the whole various discussion in the Rishonim of what it is. For instance, remember before the Gemara said, if a guy says to that the girl committed adultery. So the Gemara said before, the Gemara, Shavei Nafshecha Techa Desod, it's still, he's forbidding it for herself. He says this girl committed adultery. Right? So by him saying that my wife committed adultery, he's basically saying, I can't live with her anymore. So it doesn't matter whatever happens, so to speak. But that's the whole discussion. Okay. So this is what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Shav Nashcha Ticha Di Yisuda. So the Gemara answers, no, it's a different case. She Nosna Amasla Devarah. She gave a reason. She gave an excuse why she said it. Huh? No, well, the Gemara is going to give a case, a very interesting case. Over here the Gemara says like this. You're right. Normally, if she said, I was married, and then she said, I'm not married, you don't believe her. I'll give you a practical example, by the way, in Shulchan Aruch. It says, if a wife comes to the husband and says, I'm in nida. And then she said, no, I wasn't. The din is, she has to go to the mikveh. Unless, Shulchan Aruch says, unless if she gave a reason why she said what she said. In other words, it happens, by the way, today. A woman thought the color was no good. She thought she saw some, and then she went to the Rav, and the Rav said it's good. So then, when she said she was a nida, she thought, but we're going to show it, and if not, not. So then, she doesn't become a nida. But same thing over here, the Gemara says. If a woman says, I was married, but there's an excuse why she said she was married, and then she says, I'm not married, then we believe her. because she's explaining what she said, why it didn't apply that she was married. And the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hochi, so we take a learn to the Braisa. Aisha sees Shani, if a woman said, I'm married, and then she says, Pnoyani, I'm single, ain't in Amanis. She's not believed, because said she made herself awesome. But in Nasa Masla Ladvarel, she gave an excuse why she said what she said, Nemanis. And the Gemara tells an interesting story. Maisa Nami Beisha Achas Gdela, there's a very prominent woman. Shaisa Gdela Benai, she was very beautiful. A very prominent woman was very beautiful. The Kavta Lea Bnei Adam Lekacha. And people were chasing her to do Kedushin with her. V'armelam, she said to them, you know what? Mekudeshes ani. I'm Kedushined already. Okay? L'yamim amda v'kidusha satma. A few while later, she accepted Kedushin from a man. Armelam, chachamim, maro isa lasis kain. How did you do this? You said you were married. Not married, but the Kedushin. How did you accept Kedushin? She said very simple. All these guys that wanted to marry me were not fit for me. I didn't want to marry them. How did I get them off my back? They were stalking me. How did I get them off my back? I said, Mekudesh, Sani. But I never meant it. Now proper, eligible people came. That's why I did Kedushin. So the Gemara says, "Halacha zu halacha hella ravacha sarbira lefnei chachamim beusha." He went to the city of Usha where the big bezdin was. Va'amen and the chachamim said, "Im nasna masla devarel nemenis." And the Gemara said she was allowed to marry the guy. So this is the din over here. If a woman says, "I have kedushin," and then she comes along and says, "No, I'm single," she's taken abu. But if she gives an excuse why she said what she said, then she is believed.
It could be back then because they would have the two parts separate, like for a year. Maybe they had engagement, but then they did
not engagement, kedushin.
Kedushin, yeah.
But all these men were bugging her to do kedushin with them, and she didn't want them, right? Or there's a case by Nida. The Gemara's going to talk about that now. By the way. A guy says to his wife, it's very strange, but he says, okay, let's go have relations. And all her family was there. And he used to speak not very, you know. And the whole family, she says to her husband, no, I'm Anita. And later she tells her husband the reason I said him, because I didn't want the whole family should know we're having relations. The bullshit wasn't nice. But she gave an excuse of why she said she's neither. So the din is, in that case, she's believed. Yeah, in fact, that's the case the Gemara is going to say now. The Gemara says, Bar mine Shmuel me Rav. Shmuel asked a question from Rav. Amra tamei ani. This case we're talking about by Nida. A woman says to her husband, I'm tamei. V'chazev ha'amra tahed ani. And then she says, no, I'm not a Nida. Ma, what's the din? Is she believed or not? What's the problem? When the woman says, I'm a Nida, she makes herself forbidden to the husband. And you can't undo that. We'll soon see in the Gemara. If she goes to mikveh, yeah. She has to do the whole thing and go to the mikveh. But once a woman says to the husband, I'm a Nida, so then she's also to him. She made this like a nether. She made this piece of thing forbidden. So Shmuel asked Rav, what's the din if a woman says to her husband, I'm Tamei, and then she says, no, I'm Tahedah. Amalei, so Rav answered, and this is the Takad Alocha, Afbezu, even in this case, Im Nosna Amasal Dvareha, if she gave a reason why she said it, Nemenu, she's believed. Okay? So Shmuel, listen to this. Shmuel asked Rav the Shaila, can she change her mind? Rav said, if she gives an excuse, yes. So the Gemara says like this, Tanamine Arboim Zimnin. Shmuel reviewed this halacha from Rav 40 times to remember it. Afilo hachilo yavet Shmuel uvda benafshi. But one time, the Mepharshim explained, Shmuel's wife, Rashi says, Pamachos amale ishte kain. One time Shmuel's wife said to her husband, my nida, and she gave an excuse, So according to Rav, there's no problem. Shmuel made her go through the whole cycle with mikveh and everything, and he wasn't with her until morning.
Teach her a lesson not to lie.
No, but it says in some Mefarshim explained, by the way, it says the Karban Nesanot, it says he acted beyond the letter of the law. In other words, halachically, Rav was right that she gave an excuse, so it's allowed. But Shmuel was stricter. Or another answer they give, the Me'iri gives, that Shmuel didn't believe her excuse. He didn't think it was a valid excuse. It wasn't convincing enough that it should be a legitimate excuse. So he didn't believe her. See, the Tesis over here says, what's this case of Shmuel's wife? So that's second Tesis, of Beis Amid Beis. He says, Rabbeinu Chananu, Hevi Yerushalmi. Shmuel Baal is Dukilis, Shmuel wanted to be with his wife. She said to him, Tmeyani. I'm Tamei. Lamacha, the next day, she says to him, Tahirani. I'm pure. So Amalei, Shmuel said to her, Esmo Tmeya, Yehme Dein Tahirah. Yesterday you're tummy, today you're tired. That doesn't work. Give you 7 days at least. So I wasn't, I didn't feel well. So she said, bug off. You know, she said, I'm tummy. And he came to Rav and asked him the shayla. And Rav said, that's why, according to Rabbeinu Chananu, the Gemara explains, why did Shmuel ask the shayla from Rav? Bechlal, you don't find in the Gemara, Shmuel argued with Rav, they learned with, but you don't find too often in the Gemara, Shmuel asked the question to Rav. So Taisus is explaining, why did Shmuel have the question? Because it happened to him, he didn't want to paskin for himself. So he asked Rav, this is the Shaila. The woman said, she's Tamei, my wife said she's Tamei, and then she said she's Tar. So what to do? So Rav said, if she gives an excuse, it's good. And Shmuel heard it 40 times from Rav. And nevertheless, he didn't accept it. Either because it was machmer, he didn't believe his wife's excuse was a legitimate excuse.
It's like by the
river. What?
Pesach, if somebody said by accident, somebody's
knedlach. No, that was because, it's not because of this din.
No.
Similar. Huh?
Similar.
No, it's not at all in that concept.
Speech has certain effect, right?
Publicity. No, there was a story once by the Rebbe Seder. They made noodles that looked like noodles from eggs.
Not matzo balls.
It was like, no, you make from, you can make it from
egg
noodles. Well, they look a bit from potato starch.
Use the wrong name for it.
Huh?
Use the wrong name for it.
No, so one of the guys in the kitchen said, what is it? So the guy said, lakshin. Noodles. And the Rebbe heard it. So the Rebbe said, Vos? Like, noodles are, you know, chametz. So the guy said, nah, gemeah. Well, the Rebbe didn't eat it.
Why?
He played with it, didn't eat it. Huh?
Why was that?
Not because it's...
Because you already
called because if somebody... No, by a Rebbe, he heard, even though the guy didn't mean it, but min hashemayim, there became a question on it. So... For him on Pesach, he's not gone. Mm-hmm. He's not going anywhere. But it's not Shavu Nafshei Chaticha D'Yisurah. I'll be dead and everybody was allowed to eat it. The guy said I was joking. I mean, this is less of a problem than this, right? He gave an excuse. But the Rebbe heard the problem, that's it. Because the Rebbe, Hashkocha Prat, why the guy said something, obviously I shouldn't be eating it. There's a similar story to the Merami Prag in the Galen book. It's a story with the Merami I've read a long time ago. The Merami Prag was once doing a wedding for a couple, and the cup fell out of his hand. And they refilled the cup, and the cup fell again out of his hands.
Uh-oh.
So whole long story with the Gerlum, the Meral got involved, they told the Gerlum to check it out, and they found out that this couple under the chuppah was a brother and a sister.
Oh.
There's a guy that's thrown into a dungeon, and then they escaped, but a little girl was there, and the girl was, or boy, and the one of them was raised, to, found by a duke that didn't have any children, they raised the kid. And let me make a long story short, this boy and the girl were mamish brother and sister.
They didn't know about it?
No, nobody knew.
How they?
She was raised by a duke or whatever, and they were Magai, whatever the story was. But it was interesting. The Mamish Brach said, if the, well, okay, once it could happen. Twice, you know, it's coming from God. So he didn't do the wedding. He stopped and he got the Goylem involved. This is one of the Goylem stories, no? He got the Goylem involved and he found out the whole story that it was a brother and a sister. By us, if the cup falls out of the hand, you say, klutz, shlemazel, stop, hold it tight. But by tzaddikim, it doesn't work like that.
The Goylem is still in the attic over there?
They say he is. He can't go up there.
Is it nice with the Rogachover that or Nachum Shalobah? Every day he bought a glass of milk, it's his shamash. One day he didn't supervise the milking, so he didn't see the cup of milk.
That's right, I'm just telling you up, Shitzer. So, Chol Shachal Ba'ak Vein Yisrael Re'el. He said, milk does milk by Goy, a Jew doesn't see it. He didn't see the milk. There's a statement that a Jew didn't see it. No, but there's just different types of people. Okay, let's start the next piece of Gemara. Okay, Chobez Amid Beis. Three lines in the top. Ton Rabban Rabban Alert. Shnai Mei Memes. Two Adam said this guy died. So she could remarry. Shnai Mei Mem Lemes. Two Adam say, no, the guy didn't die. Or, Shnai Mei Mem Nizgarsha. Two pre witnesses say this lady got divorced. Ushnaimim Lainis Garsha. She didn't get divorced. Okay? So it's two against two. Right? What's the din? Hareze Lute Tinosi. She cannot get married. But in Nisus, but if she did get married, Loitesi, she doesn't have to get divorced. And the word is going to discuss, it's a very basic Gemara, by the way, in this whole din. Two witnesses say the guy died, two witnesses say the guy didn't die. Right? So technically they cancel each other out, there's no testimony. Therefore she cannot remarry. But if she does get married, she doesn't have to get divorced. Unless the husband shows up. See, the Gemara is going to say later also there's a difference. This is also in the Gemara Gittin. If a lady says to her husband, you divorced me, she will lie more than to say my husband died. A lady will be more honest when she says my husband died than if she says my husband divorced me, even if it's not true. Why? If she says the husband died and the husband shows up, it's pretty bad. Okay? But if she said, my husband divorced me, and the husband shows up and says, no, I didn't, so it's his word against her word. She'll have more chutzpah to say, I was divorced. Because what's the worst scenario? The husband will come and say, I didn't divorce you. It's okay. I say you did, you say you didn't. It's me against you.
Yeah, but if she went and got married and then had kids and this and that, then mamzerim.
Well, this din of leitetze means the kids are not mamzerim in this case. If she can, she can't b'chatchila get married.
If she gets married, and then the husband shows up later,
yeah,
then those kids are mamzerim.
Yeah. Unless in the Nei Dibur story, like I mentioned, Shabbos, the guy told him to drop dead. Yeah.
That's pretty serious, too.
More chutzpah to say the husband died.
Walter Tenenbaum, Oliver Shalom, told me, at this Gemara she was seeing, the Gemara she, he told me that he was the first Holocaust survival reunion in Eretz Yisrael many years ago. So he said at that event, there's a woman whose husband died in the Holocaust officially. Rabbanim permitted her to be married. And at the meeting, her husband showed up.
The husband was married to?
I don't know, but the husband could have two wives. Right. The problem's not the husband.
What happened?
I don't know. He didn't know what happened. I remember it's sitting right here. So.
Who was saying that?
Walter Tenenbaum. Oh. Yeah. a long time ago. It's Taitzim Mizah Mizah. And the kids would be Mamzeirim. But there's certain times, even, I'll give you an example. By a Kohen, yeah? Certain women a Kohen can't marry. And even if he marries them, he has to divorce them. Like if a Kohen marries a Gerusha, right? He has to divorce her. But a Kohen l'chatchila should not marry a woman whose father is a Goy. A Kohen cannot marry a woman whose father was a Goy. But if he got married to her, he doesn't have to divorce her. Because on the chatchila, you know, what? With what?
She said, my husband is dead, and then he showed up, and
then
Hashem said, you're not supposed to be here.
No, it's
Neid Abihuda,
that's the thing.
Oh,
no. Neid Abihuda said, I told him, I said, were you sleeping during Pekos? I said the story, that the two witnesses testified, Neid Abihuda permitted a wife to remarry, and then the husband showed up, said, you know what to do, they came to Neid Abihuda, here's my husband. So Neid Abihuda said, according to Torah, you're dead. And the guy dropped dead on the spot.
She's not to stay married to
the other guy? I don't know. I'd have to deal with it. It's not my headache.
I mentioned
that also, Shabbat. Where were you?
I don't know.